When the month of Ramadan comes, futihat abwab al-jannah, that the doors of paradise are opened. Wa ghuliqat abwab al-nar, and that the doors of hellfire are chained. Wa susilat ash-shayatin, and the devils are chained up. The doors of hellfire are closed, and the shaitan are chained.
Right.
The ulama said, what does it mean when it says the doors of Jannah are open? Some ulama said that means that it's easy to do the actions that will lead you to Jannah.
Right.
And that the doors of hellfire are closed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates an atmospheric reality where doing evil is very difficult.
Hmm.
And the shaitans are chained, alhamdulillah, all of us know what that means. So now it's easy to do good, alhamdulillah, bifadlah. And Allah is so merciful that He made it easy to do good, and He increased the reward of doing good. Usually if someone makes something easy for you, they will not give you a better reward. They will say, well, now it was easy for you.
Right.
Allah Azza wa Jalla, because it's Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, He made, subhanAllah, doing good easy, and He doubled the rewards, or tripled the rewards, or even 10 times the reward, because of His love for His servants. SubhanAllah, that's why one hadith Rasulullah said that in this month the nawafil get the reward of the fard, the extra acts of ibadah, like praying salat al-duha, praying my qiyam al-layl, those salat will be given the reward of the fara'id. SubhanAllah. So not only did He make it easy, but He increased the reward. This is how much Allah Azza wa Jal loves us. So the first thing that we should taste or practice in this month is al-ubudiyya, is the servitude to Allah, to be the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
SubhanAllah, what you mentioned, it reminds me of like how, you know, when you go to a friend's house, you tell him, you know, you're going to come over or something, and he says, you know, I'm going to be in the house, but I'm going to be running around or doing stuff, but I'll leave the door open for you. So, in the same sense, when you were mentioning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves the doors of paradise, it's like an invitation that, look, the door is open, just come in. All you got to do is come in now. It's not that difficult for you to knock or be outside, you know, waiting for your friend to come down. Because you love Allah, you want to, and He made Jannah for us. Who else is Jannah for? It's for us. He made it for us. And now that the doors are open, you're saying, come on, like, run in, like, just walk in. And it's so, and the month of Ramadan is that stepping stone.
Rasulullah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Addu li ibadiya salihin." I have prepared for my servants what the eye never saw. Wala udhunun sami'at, what the ear can never hear. Wala khatara ala qalbi bashar, and no heart can imagine. Allah prepared al-jannah for His ibad, the people who tasted al-ubudiyya, those people who are the servants of Allah in this life will taste, alhamdulillah, the freedom in the next life. Those people who are the servants of the dollar, or the woman, or the drugs, or the stock market, or the Nasdaq, or whatever themselves, then subhanAllah, as the Prophet said, ta'isa abdu dinar, ta'isa abdu dirham. The Prophet said that the slave of the dirham, which is a form of money, and the dinar is destroyed. And he said, وَتَعِسَ عَبْدُ الْقَطِيفَ. قَطِيفَ is a type of clothing. وَتَعِسَ عَبْدُ الْخَمِيسَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَمَ. And also destroyed is the slave of garments. Ibn Taymiyyah said, look how the Prophet said, عَبْدُ 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 الْدِنَارِ عَبْدُ الدِّرْهَمْ عَبْدُ الْقَطِيفَ عَبْدُ الْخَمِيسَ, the slave of the dollar, the slave of money, the slave of clothes.
Right.
He said, notice how the Prophet said, عَبْد. Because it's possible to be an abd of something other than Allah.
Right.
And some point that you said also is interesting, right? If the door of Jannah is open, all we have to do is go in.
Right.
If the door of hellfire is closed, in order to go in, we have to kick the door down.
Right.
So the people who are doing evil this month are really, really after evil.
Yeah.
They're knocking the door down, and they're breaking the chains of shaitan from their bodies.
Yeah, just walk away from sin.
Yeah, so this is the month to taste slavery to Allah, servitude to Allah. And the concept of servitude of Allah is Islam. Islam teaches us how to be the servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this has a lot of benefits. But subhanAllah, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he said that the servitude of Allah is found in the verse إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Because life is based on four things, man. Number one, I have to find out what will benefit me, or I have to seek what will benefit me in the hereafter. Number two, I have to stay away from those things that will harm me in the hereafter.
Right.
Number three, I have to seek the means to obtain number one. And number four, I need to be guided to what will protect me from number two. So he said number one and two, the seeking of what will benefit and being away from what will harm in the hereafter, is إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. And number three and four, finding the means to achieve number one and to be safe from number two, comes only with help. And that's إياك نستعين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. And whoever experienced this relationship with Allah, I worship you, but I need your help to worship you.
Right.
I believe in your Jannah, because why? Ya Allah, I'm not good enough for your Jannah, but I can't handle your fire. So what? I need your help to save me. So this is al-ibadah wal-isti'ana, and help. And in the Quran, many times, like in Surah Al-Mulk, Allah said, قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَآمَنَّا بِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. Say, He is Ar-Rahman. We believe in Him and we trust in Him. Believe in Him is إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. We trust in Him is إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And this ubudiyyah, the servitude of Allah, is not only on the tongue, like we said earlier.
Right.
How this month can I practice? I'm really the slave of Allah. So Ibn Qayyim said, the ubudiyyah is in the following parts. Number one, the ubudiyyah, the servitude of the heart. What do I love? What do I love the most? Do I love getting high the most? Do I love Britney Spears the most? Do I love my dog the most? You know, now people paying $30,000 for dog caskets. And we have homeless people in the streets. They can't even have food. Do I love, subhanAllah, my car? Or do I love my creator? The heart. So now everyone listening can check themselves. What do I love? One sister came to me before. I only have 40 jilbabs, brother. Ya Allah, what do you love? Poor girl's husband probably has like a U-Haul truck with a jilbab in it, you know. What do we love? What do we care about? Do we stay home and watch Monday Night Football, or we go to Tarawih? Do we stay home and do something and skip the ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal? So the first is the heart. And he said, this is like your hope, your love, your aspirations, that you're kind to other people. Why? Because you love Allah Azza wa Jal. You're good to other people, including non-Muslims. Why? You love Allah Azza wa Jal. You're a servant to the people. You help the people. Why? Because you love Allah Azza wa Jal. Your belief, your love, your fear, your hatred, everything for Allah. This is the heart that has this ubudiyyah. The next, he said, go ahead, Akhi.
Unfortunately, I just wanted to interject for a second. Unfortunately, what we see, or I mean, even if I look inside myself, I often find myself, we always want to please ourselves. We can please ourselves, but at the same time, but are we pleasing Allah? You know, are we pleasing Allah, or are we disobeying Him just to please our own self?
Yeah.
Like, for example...
I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
When someone goes to the masjid, and they go to the masjid because they want to see their friends.
Right.
That's the main reason they go. Seeing your friends is part of worship, right?
Right.
But that shouldn't be the main reason.
Right.
The main reason should be?
To go speak to Allah.
To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? To worship Allah. You got one?
If you don't have the correct intention, something,
that's the key, right?
Yeah, something good, like, oh, I got to go drop off my sister today, you know. Like I'm Mr. Brother Dude.
Mr. Good Housekeeper.
Mr.
Good. Martha Stewart.
Right. So instead of I should do it for the sake of Allah, you know, or for example, when you're praying, you know, people around you be like, oh yeah, you know, let me extend the rakah real quick, you know, homies.
Yeah, sitting, looking at
this
me.
Pious homie sitting next to me, you know, I want him to. But then a quick way to combat that is like, this guy can't reward me. You know, this guy can't hook me up with anything. So I'm doing this for Allah, you know.
And the scholar said you shouldn't stop doing it also.
Right.
Because if you stop doing it, you stop doing it for him, not
right.
for Allah, right?
Right. So it's a tough situation.
It's a tough situation.
It's hard.
And that's why we need help of Allah.
Right. That's why it's a struggle.
Right.
The
other thing they said is al-ubudiyyah of the tongue. Okay?
That's hard.
Yeah, that's
that is the tough one, man.
To say only those things which would...
please Allah.
Like many times, like husbands, they cuss, you know.
Right.
Or sisters cuss. You know, subhanAllah, why we cuss? Because we're not happy with the qadr.